impossible.
The oil leak could hit 40,000 barrels a day. Here we go again. This time, a U-Haul truck abandoned, shutting down a major bridge. I'll give you the skinny on that. And what's going on in Greece? What's going on, my friends, is people who are furious. They're so upset they are rioting. They want to set all the banks on fire. Three people dead. I mean, it's been a mess in Greece now for, what, a month and a half at least. I mean, I could say it's pretty much shut down by the violence, and this is all over that debt crisis. We're going to talk to my pal Saul Album coming up in another 10 minutes here on ATN. Also, fruits and nuts at the end of the hour. You're going to dig who I put into the fruits and nuts category. It's almost a layup, but I think you'll find it funny. Kate Delaney is always the skipper of this ship. Luckily, we are not surrounded by oil or not drenched in the kind of oil we don't want to be drenched in. I am so worried about Key West. I was talking to a couple of people in Florida today, and this is all they're talking about. Water cooler buzz times 10, that's it. Is it going to hit the Keys? Is it going to come all the way around to the East Coast? What happens initially as it goes down the West Coast, meaning Tampa, St. Pete, etc.? And people aren't too happy in Florida because think of the tourism and just think of the beaches and the wildlife and et cetera, et cetera. And once again, you have fishermen and people who make their livelihood that way. So should BP pay? That's a big question. British Petroleum, how much did they get stuck with? I say the whole bloody thing. And they're working on that right now at the Capitol, trying to make sure that BP and moving forward, anybody responsible for a big fat oil spill doesn't just have to pay for the cleanup and initially the spill itself, but has to pay for the wages that are lost for so many people who make their living off of the water. And how many people make their living off of the water? Where does our seafood come from? The Gulf Coast. On pins and needles. They're waiting. And now, as I told you in talking to people in the Keys, think of Miami, the Keys, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. I mean, Florida's a wreck. They are a wreck. Maybe even more so than the people on the Gulf Coast because they know it's too late. It's just a matter of when is it going to hit my area. And then you've got environmental folks who are planning protests all over the place. So really, essentially, and I say all over the place, where the oil is going to hit the shores. So essentially, they're going to get in the way if they're, you know, up and down the Gulf Coast and Mississippi, et cetera. Not if they're back and not if they're at various city halls complaining, but if they're right there on the beach and in the middle of the whole thing, it's a mess. It's a mess. And it'll go down in history guaranteed as our worst spill ever, barring some kind of a miracle. How's that? That's exactly what Mayor Bloomberg doesn't want to rely on, and that's why he was part of a group on the Hill talking about what happened to Faisal and getting through Faisal Shahzad, the terrorist who almost blew up Times Square, at least a portion of it anyway. How did the 30-year-old get through all the checks and balances? And here's what Mayor Bloomberg had to say about his city, how they responded, and then moving forward.
All of the training that Commissioner Kelly and the NYPD, Commissioner Cassano and the FDNY, Commissioner Bruno and our Office of Emergency Management do together and with federal agencies and state agencies showed itself instantly. A police officer was called over, and it happened to be a mounted cop on his horse, saw that was something wrong right away, got the other police officers in the area to start pulling people back. They were well trained in doing that. They called in the fire department, and you saw a group of people working together. Thank God it was not worse than it was. The explosives didn't go off, but had they gone off, I think it's fair to say that the professionals that were called in did what they had to do to protect us. This country does not have control of its borders, and it should.
Yep.
Visa overstay, 40% of the undocumented here,
right.
The estimates are. Forged documents, anybody can forge a passport or a green card or
Social Security card.
Security card.
Absolutely.
And we should do something about
Amen.
That. We should get control of our borders. We should track. We track people when they come through immigration. We don't track them when they leave. So
Absolutely.
We don't know who's overstaying. We should fix that. We have documents that are too easy to fake, and it's a joke.
All right, it is a joke. It is a ridiculous joke. We know this from what's happening in Arizona and all the illegals who are coming into the country and how they can get Social Security numbers, cards, all kinds of identification. So something absolutely has to be done there. So Faisal Shahzad was losing his house to foreclosure. We talked about this on a previous show. And was almost invisible at the universities where he picked up 2 degrees. Still, everybody trying to wrap their arms around a portrait of this terrorist. He had 2 kids, and he and his wife dressed in Muslim garb for the most part. Most of the neighbors say Shahzad and his wife had abandoned the house months ago. There was actually a lockbox with a key on the front door. The lawn was being mowed by the bank because they had issued, it was J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, of course, they issued the mortgage when the house was picked up in 2004, so they're just keeping it up, right? He bought his house for almost $300,000, 20% down, and an 80% mortgage with Chase, and it was a brand new house built on a lot in an existing working class neighborhood. Man, I mean, what's coming out of this is interesting. Does this botched car bombing and now this arrest of a guy like Shahzad make you feel a little safer, or does it make you feel a little more vulnerable? You can weigh in at AmericaTonight.net. Send me your thoughts. What do you think? I say we're vulnerable. Bring on beefing up as much security, number one, as you can in a city like New York, because I think New York is definitely the target. But also, and you can't 100% do this, but also beef up intelligence. And you gotta lay off of the CIA. For how the CIA was pounded, what doesn't get reported or underreported is some of the best and the brightest at this game of tracking down would-be terrorists, people who are in camps, people who are in mosques being recruited. A lot of them jumped ship when they were being pounded about interrogation techniques, and they weren't getting the backing of the press. Remember, that's why he had to run down to the CIA and try to reassure everybody, because the morale was so low. But the other side of that is some people decided, if they could make it in another field, to say, forget it, this isn't the agency it used to be, and they don't have my back. And that is something that has to happen. If we can recruit people who are the best at what they do here in America to try to put up that wall, because it's so tough, whatever it takes to be able to make the connections to the would-be terrorists, we need those people in place. We need them in place. That is the key thing here. Not the idiots, not the dumbos, not the people who can't connect the dots. Saul Album coming up next here on ATN.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Bad Mirandize to the bone. Or not when it comes to terror suspects. Ooh, that's a hot topic. We started open that Pandora's box yesterday, and we've talked about it before on this show, but we're going to dive a little bit deeper. Hey, speaking of that, I started off and I mentioned at the top about the crazy riots in Greece, although I'm not really surprised by this. The people are frustrated and furious over what they've had to eat, what they've had to accept, the value tax and job cuts and, you know, everything that you can imagine because their government screwed them. And they did. That's exactly what happened. In fact, now three even dead as you have this strike that has gone completely violent. I mean, it's out of control in Greece. You think of Greece and how gorgeous it is and the tourism and all that sort of stuff. Boy, the tourists, I don't know, depending on where we're talking, don't so much want to go to Athens because that's where all the chaos is. You see tear gas and all the photos that come out of there. And around the parliament building, the protests I heard from somebody got just kept swelling, got bigger and bigger and bigger. And there was a fire inside a bank. The demonstrators have had enough. You know, they see these plans to take money out of their pockets. That's what it is. And that's what they're complaining about. So let's talk to our money man, Saul Albaum, and get to the bottom of this and a couple of other things like the sinking markets right now. And part of that is probably because of Greece. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Very good, very good. And, of course, you're used to this because we talked about Greece in January and December.
And it, boy, it's gotten worse since we were talking about it. It reminds me of it's like Americans. You can see it boiling over with us with the banks that are too big to fail. That line is just sticks in the craw of a lot of Americans. But, you know, multiply that by now what's happened there. And this is nasty stuff. I mean, the government, they're saying, look, we needed to pull our country out of debt. We had no choice. We had to do this, and the people want no part of that.
That's right. That's right. We're seeing the contagion effect go about. I just got pinged on my radar from some hedge fund guys that the interbank lending in Europe has now spiked up 100%. So if you were a bank and you wanted to get a loan from another bank, it's already doubled. So we're already now it's doubled from something small to something not so small. But it's already starting to seep through. The banking crisis is already starting. And, you know, we talked about this months and months ago. So your listeners are not new to this. They heard me, you know, it's just funny because I tell my friends, I say, you know, I'm the one going on national radio and screaming at the top of my lungs, you know, that these countries are going to collapse. And everybody thinks I'm a lunatic. Well, guess what? Not anymore. It's all come to fruition. So I applaud you, Kate, for having me on and having a bold voice come on the radio. And, you know, believe me, no one in business wants to hear, oh, Spain is probably going to collapse and United Kingdom is probably going to collapse and Greece is probably going to collapse and Japan's probably going to collapse. China, you know, might have revolutions, but you know what? It's unfortunately, that's the world we're living in today. And maybe we live in interesting time and have fun talk on, interesting topics on America Tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, and the other thing, too, that we're seeing with the euro is really sliding, isn't it? Now, in a bizarre way, I was saying to somebody who wanted to go to Ireland, they wanted to go to England, this would actually be a good time to go there because you'd get more bang for your buck with the euro.
That's right. Euro's down to $1.29, and they're afraid that it's going to the euro might break up, which not necessarily a bad thing. I don't think it's just that you have too much pressures between different countries. See, just for the readers to understand, when you take up not just a 30,000 foot view, but a 60,000 foot view of the euro, it's Germany and the powerful countries that are exporting to these weak countries. Okay, so just like Japan has a big export, okay, you know, and China has a big export. We always talk about our budget, not our budget, but our trade deficit. Germany is doing the trade deficit stuff with Greece and Spain and everybody else. So just like we go into debt to buy Chinese stuff, the Greece and the Spain go into debt to buy German stuff because the Germans are really efficient and have a relatively efficient country. So they borrow from Germans to buy German stuff the way we borrow from China to buy China stuff. And it can't last forever. There's got to be, things got to come to the center.
Yeah, truer words were never spoken. How about this? Freddie Mac's looking for over $10 billion more in aid. Oh, please, don't get me started here. They had an $8 billion first quarter loss. Everybody's screaming about the banks. But how about Freddie and Fannie? That's been a debacle, too, hasn't it, Saul?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Another $9 billion. So we're talking $61 billion of total bailout for Freddie and Fannie Mac, and according to the Congressional Budget Office, there's going to be another $180 billion in funding to Fannie and Freddie Mac. So it's just a total debacle, and it's just examples of politicians for the last 30 years, pushing the can down the road, saying, "Hey, we're gonna supply a benefit, and then let future generations pay for it." It's like you're insuring all the neighbor's children, or you're gonna co-sign for every child in your neighborhood. Well, guess what? You keep co-signing for every child in the neighborhood, you keep guaranteeing everybody's mortgages. Eventually, bad things gonna happen, and someone's gonna have to pay for it. So politicians are now gonna have to pay for promises made 30 and 40 years ago. And as things come due, and maybe next time we could talk about Spain collapsing and the UK collapsing too. So I want the users to be on guard and remember that there is no safety out there And there is no such thing as passive investing. So you have to make sure you're always on your guard and listen up and pay attention to the fundamentals.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, one last one. I love this. You might have read this in the Financial Times. The Bear Stearns chief was slamming the fact that the reason for the collapse is because of all the rumors. If there weren't all these rumors, we wouldn't have the market collapse the way it's collapsed. But, hey, that's all about that, isn't it? It's all about the information, right, Saul?
Well, if he would stop smoking pot and playing bridge, I think he would have been okay. That he's just too paranoid. You know, you gotta put down the doobie and, you know, run your investment banks, you know, so you're not, you know, levered 50-1. And, you know, that, he was famous for that. He was famous for, you know, while Rome was burning, he was playing bridge. So, he's supposed to have smoked out like he was like the hippie CEO. So, you know, just leave the Birkenstocks at home and run your investment bank, and I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Saul, always fun to talk to you. It's enlightening, to say the least. We appreciate it.
You got it, Kate. Anytime.
All right, I love that when he said pushing the can down the road. Hey, we're going to continue to push the can down the road here on America Tonight. Coming up around the bend, some of those odds and ends, and it includes the fact, and I'll dive into this a little bit now, that we had this bridge closed down in New York. Can you believe it? The Triborough Bridge. And what happened there was somebody abandoned a U-Haul. It smelled like gasoline. Up, oh, here we go again. Something's happening. Boom, clear the bridge. So we're going to start to have the reactionary stuff in the airports with the TSA. Don't be alarmed if you're flying somewhere and you might have to suffer through some extra pat-downs. Because usually when there is something of significance that almost happens, whether it's Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, and we all stick up our shoes now, or it's Abdullah Muttalib and how he got through and almost blew up that plane on Christmas Day, or now if it's the fact of what's happened in Times Square, you have this truck, you have the smell of gas, and it's abandoned on the Triborough Bridge. So the police had to act. And now finally they've given the all clear just moments ago. So that vehicle being stuck there, you know, that it was a U-Haul from what I understand. That suspicious truck screwed up a lot of people's commutes as they were trying to get out of the city. I used to go over the Triborough Bridge all the time. Some of you listening to me in Connecticut are familiar with the Triborough Bridge, and even if you come into the city, if you're just a tourist and you fly in, chances are you may have gone over that that bridge. So this is what happens. And the Triborough Bridge, by the way, was recently renamed the Robert F. Kennedy Bridge, and it's a bunch of spans that connects Manhattan, Queens, and the Bronx. And with this happening just days after the failed car bomb attack in Times Square, I'm not surprised the way the police acted. They had to do something, right? But they're lifting that now, and cars are supposedly going over. Hang with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Faisal Shahzad was singing as he was skipping away from Times Square, thinking that he had reached out and grabbed whoever was going to be in the wake of that bomb in that Nissan Pathfinder. Luckily, that detonator once again didn't go off. And the good news about this is, folks, be honest, it raises the awareness once again. And let's hope that you have Christmas, you have what happened here, and you start to string these things together. And then Zazi trying to do something in the subways. There was the nut in Dallas that was looking to blow up a downtown building. So some attempts have been thwarted, some that were almost carried out, like the one with Shahzad and the one with Abdullah Muttalib. But let's hope the awareness level is at its peak. And it's just a good reminder for all of us not to be fearful and not to live our lives, because life is so short anyway, right? You cannot look over your shoulder and walk around with a gas mask on. That'd be ridiculous. But you could pay a little more attention, especially for all of you listening to us in the Northeast. I think anything could happen anywhere. Hey, Dallas almost was a target. Our mini studio is here in Dallas. I'm here in Dallas. I lived in New York. I was there during 9/11, and anything's a possibility. It's just that New York is such a juicy prime target, and you have so many tourists and so many people that are working there and so many people that live there. You want to hit America, that's a place where you're going to aim for, and that's why what we saw on 9/11, that's why I think New York will continue to be that target, and that's why you heard Bloomberg earlier as he was on the Hill talking about concerns. You know, what do you want us to do? There's so many ways to forge documents, and so somebody becomes a citizen. Hey, he had everything in place. He had gone to school here, had a house here, the whole thing, was working as a financial advisor. So how are we supposed to know when you have people with forged documents? That has to get better. That technology has to get better. It goes along with what I said earlier. The intelligence level has to come up, and that means you don't chase off the good guys, because if you do that, and then they go and off and do something else because they don't want everybody breathing down their back and nobody having their back when they have to go off the reservation, so to speak, a little bit, then, you know, we're going to be even that much more vulnerable. All right. Also, as part of that party on the Hill, Senator Lindsey Graham talking about some big concerns, and the Miranda rights certainly were one of them.
I don't think it's smart for us to say that the homeland is not part of the battlefield. You get to America, you get a much better deal. You get rewarded. If you can be caught in Pakistan, and intelligence gathering can happen with an intelligence agency without your Miranda warnings being given, why should you get a better deal when you get here? Even if you're an American citizen helping the enemy, you should be viewed as a potential military threat, not some guy who tried to commit a crime in Times Square.
All right, I totally agree with Senator Lindsey Graham. He put it well there. Is the homeland part of the battlefield? So you got to ask yourself that question. Is it part of the battlefield? And, for example, with Shahzad, he was in Pakistan training. If they had caught him in Pakistan, there's no Miranda rights, whether he's a naturalized American citizen or not. There's no Mirandizing going on there. If you have a terror suspect, especially one like this, where you have the video, you have the evidence linking him, etc., I mean, it's the breadcrumbs are there, folks. We do have a great legal system, and you can never say someone's guilty until they actually go through the ropes. But let's just put it this way. We had him in a ringer when finally he was caught while the plane was getting ready to take off, but he was caught once he was thrown on the no-fly list. It's a big question about the Miranda rights. Some people are furious and think, you know, if you believe in the Constitution, you just can't rip that up. You just can't say, well, Faisal Shahzad, he should have been read as Miranda rights, or Abdullah Muttalib in Detroit shouldn't have happened there. So I think Graham has a point. There has to be some kind of an asterisk, or perhaps it's time to make a change. Is the homeland part of the battlefield in this war against terror? It's easy to pull your head in like a turtle and just ignore what's happened. But I had this conversation with somebody who used to work with the FBI a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him, what do you think it'll take to get the frequency back to where it was after 9/11, where there's more concern, there's more focus on things like documents and people coming in student visas, people not knowing when the visas are up. You know, we know when you're here, but then, oh, don't know that expiration date, forget about it. That's not good. And he told me, and this was a guy who was a veteran FBI guy, he told me, you know what it's going to take, Kate? And nobody will say this because then you get crucified when you say this. We don't want to see bloodshed. But if there's anybody who's hurt in some kind of a terror attack, whether you're talking about a handful of people or more, that is when you'll see massive changes. Like the plane that almost blew up. Like the people who were just trying to enjoy Times Square. Whether they lived there and they were cutting through and jumping on a subway, they were going to a Broadway show for the first time in their life, whatever, it doesn't matter. Guarantee, if that had gone off, you would have had people from other parts of the country that would have been there. There would have been visitors. There would have been people that were from New York. It would have been a disaster. Absolutely. So far, really, for Obama, he's been able to skate out of this. And when I say skate out of this, because he on his watch so far, there have been attempts, but the two biggest attempts, luckily, were foiled. And foiled because the guys themselves were idiots. They might have gone through the camps, but when it came to actually executing it as lone terrorists, they didn't do it. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. You're on ATN with Kate Delaney. Hey, Sammo.
Hey, how you doing tonight, gorgeous?
Good. How about you?
I'm all right.
You're all right. Hey, let me ask you this question, because we're talking about do you think that in the United States that the homeland, that's what Senator Lindsey Graham said,
right,
should it be part of the battlefield? Because we're talking about Miranda rights that you read somebody when they're arrested, like
sure.
Shahzad was an American, a natural
citizen. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to speak with an attorney. Yeah, I'm a law and order fanatic. That's how I know it.
You know what? I'm a law and order fanatic, too.
I meant the TV show, not law and order.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I go way back to Jerry Orbach. I love that show.
I go back to, how about Paul Sorvino?
Oh, yeah. That's the original, isn't it?
No, it was the first year was a guy named George. I forgot his last name. George Dusadre.
Oh, yeah. He's in a movie called Basic Instinct, and he's a character actor. He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And it had Michael Moriarty, who's now living up here in Canada.
You know what I like with... In the district attorney's office, they have so many different actresses that have gone through there.
Right.
Whether it's Angie Harmon or Anne Parise or
right.
whoever, but there's always a different person in that chair. It's interesting. But that series, we're digressing here. This is called a non sequitur for people listening in their cars or laying in their beds or whatever. But it's
because
you mentioned
Miranda.
Right, and you always hear that on that show. So
right.
You're right. But here's the thing.
Right.
If you know the guy, you know, Lindsey Graham made the point.
Yeah.
This guy, Shahzad, was trained in a Pakistani camp for
right.
5 months. And if he was caught there, he'd be interrogated. There'd be no question. Terror, suspect. And he'd be an enemy combatant or war or criminal or whatever.
Right.
But now because he was here, he gets Mirandized. He didn't. He did give up some information, but he could have easily said, just give me a lawyer and not said anything. So the point being is that you have to, when you have somebody like Abdullah Muttalib, the kid that was picked up in Detroit, or this guy, I think you want the information, Sam. So I
right.
don't think they should be Mirandized.
But what I'm thinking is that, okay, he's given up, pardon my language, he's given up the information to save his ass.
Right.
But what I'm thinking is also, okay, the group he belonged to is probably saying, okay, he's number one on our hit list, if you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm surprised he didn't ask for witness protection.
Well, he may have. That might be part of what they're discussing once
right.
everything goes through. But probably not, because what would happen,
yeah.
I think it's just good old-fashioned interrogation. You know, they're just talking to him. He's giving up some information, or did. I don't know. He might not be saying anything now.
Right.
But he did. They pick him up, and he said that he was in the camp, and he talked about being part of the Taliban, that the Taliban recruited him. And you know, he was laying in wait, so crazy stuff.
And yet I read the New York Daily News today, and it sounded like, you know, the typical American immigrant. You know, he came over, went to
yep.
university, got 2 degrees,
mm-hmm.
And from a school where a friend of mine went to, and I don't know, something maybe made him snap. I know you're up against time. Sorry about your Flyers, but that's life.
Yeah, I know. Too bad. The bet is off, but good luck to those Canadians. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. Graham asked the question, is it fair to say this? Is the homeland part of the battlefield? The United States is a part of the battlefield. Stay with us.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com, maxfitgloves.com, and use promo code radio, or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
I'm Chiquita Banana and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. When they are fresh and brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them. It's impossible to beat them.
I love this version. Fruits and nuts. It's time for a little of those. Got a good one for you. This is almost a layup for me. I mean, you all know that Ahmadinejad, the shortest man on the planet, is on my list of evildoers. And everybody has him on the list. So that's no surprise. I had him on the list ahead of everybody, though, years ago. So this was why he makes fruits and nuts. And I don't know what he's looking for, shock value or something, but Ahmadinejad, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, told ABC's George Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America that he believes Osama bin Laden is in Washington, D.C. Ooh, is Osama bin Laden hiding out in D.C.? Of course not. How about, is Osama bin Laden hiding out in Iran? When he was asked that question, that was his retort. Oh, no, he's probably hiding out in D.C. because now there's this serious threat. There are some journalists that have said bin Laden, hey, bin Laden's in Iran. And whether that's rumor or sources that have claimed to see bin Laden, maybe it's a little bit of both. Then he suggested, meaning Ahmadinejad, that perhaps he's in the United States. He could be anywhere. Why wouldn't you assume he's in the United States? There's a documentary that recently claimed that he was living quite comfortably in Tehran. See, I've never bought that Osama bin Laden was hiding in the caves. Maybe initially, maybe he was initially for a while, and of course there were attempts to get him, you know, slightly after, just shortly after 9/11. But I've never believed that that's where he's been for all this time. I wouldn't be stunned if he were, I've always figured somewhere in Saudi Arabia. So I wouldn't be stunned if he was somewhere in Iran. Certainly not in the United States. It's just, it doesn't even deserve a response. That's why he's a fruit and a nut. And, you know, come on. So you look at, Tora Bora, the mountains, and considering that the troops actually had Osama bin Laden there in those mountains, they did. And didn't get him. I think he was absolutely in the caves. But to think that he might be in Iran, I don't think it's impossible. But I believe it's more likely that he's in. So if, you know, if we played the game of like, where's Waldo, where's Osama bin Laden, because everybody's kind of forgotten about that. If I had to pinpoint it, I'm going to say Saudi Arabia. I would say Saudi Arabia. Because, look, the Saudis won't even allow CIA investigations there or FBI investigations. So, you know, if there was a place that I think he could be living comfortably, I might say Saudi Arabia more than Iran. But regardless, the reason why Ahmadinejad tops fruits and nuts is because of that. He always comes back with some slam the U.S. remark that is stupid or makes no sense. You know, at this point, he's like the boy who cried wolf. Just show us your nukes, or show us the nuke you're developing, because really that's probably more of what it's like. I think that they're not there, but the reports that they're close are pretty right on. Also for fruits and nuts, and this was brought up to me by Al in Canada, a listener the other night. I don't watch American Idol. I'm aware of it and the phenomenon that it is and how long it's been around and Simon Cowell and all that sort of stuff. In fact, I had Simon Cowell on the show a long time ago. But I don't watch it. I don't watch that kind of TV. I'm not into the reality scene so much. So American Idol. Apparently, there were a couple of people on American Idol, and I happened to go back and listen to it, who tried to do, you know, it was Frank Sinatra night, and they were really giving it their best, trying to knock it out of the ballpark. And I have to say that, for the most part, the bit that I heard, it just didn't fly. I don't know what they were trying to get out with Frank Sinatra deal, but, yeah, it didn't work. Sinatra is probably tough to do unless you're, you know, Harry Connick Jr. And he was the guest for Frank Sinatra night. So he's good at it. He's got the pipes for it. And there are a couple of other, there's a guy named John Pizzarella who also could do it. And there's another Canadian guy, Michael Bublé, who is very good at Sinatra-type deals. But the amateur voices of American Idol, oh, they were brutal. They make it on Fruits and Nuts, because I think that's some of the worst stuff I have ever heard when I went back and listened to it. And maybe others didn't like it either, because the ratings for American Idol have kind of tanked. There are like 16 million for the last show, and that's a show that's traditionally gotten about 25 million, 26 million or so, incredible, incredible numbers. Somebody sent this in to me and suggested that I put Joe the Plumber in our Fruits and Nuts segment for the night, and he is plunging into politics. How about that? The Plumber Joe, who was hailed by John McCain's campaign as the man he was. He made a name for himself. He's won one of nearly 400 seats on the local Republican Party committee in Ohio, in Lucas County, and that's near, that's Toledo, basically, that we're talking about. The group, what they do, so you know, that they set the party agenda, and then, you know, they go through a couple of other things and basically push whoever the candidates are for whatever offices. Remember, he became that overnight sensation after questioning Barack Obama, who was a senator then, on the campaign trail about his economic policies. And then when McCain repeatedly cited Joe the Plumber in a debate, it just took off. He got his 15 minutes of fame, and then some. He's even written a book, and he's gone on to a couple of speaking engagements at several conservative events. So I guess, sure, we'll put him on the list for 15 minutes and then a little bit longer. If you have any suggestions for fruits and nuts, you can send it to us at americatonight.net. If you go to the website, you can check out Blunder of the Day and some of the other things that are going on and things that we're going to talk about on shows. I'm going to give you a couple of quick hits here, including an update, because I feel like you need this. The Coast Guard completed a new burn on the oil spill. Everybody keeps asking about that, what's happening there. And a lot of it has to do with the rough seas. And the currents would also go along with that. So we've got 2 weeks after this explosion. The uncertainty continues to hang in the air, and it's taken a toll on the coast. So there was a controlled burn of a portion of the oil slick on a Wednesday, and we kind of talked about that a little bit, but for the most part, it looks a little encouraging because they were able to corral the oil with some fireproof barriers and then burn it before it hit the shoreline, and that was the idea. It was the first burn since last week because of the water. When you have that strong wind and you have the white caps all over the place, there is no way you can do a burn because it can't be controlled. That's the problem. I got a couple of emails about that. Why are they burning it? Why don't they set it on fire? This is ridiculous. They can't do it when it's like that. They're skimming. They're pulling more oil. They're burning as much as they can, but it does really depend on what the winds are like and how whippy it is out there in the seas. Tens of thousands of gallons of crude a day spewing from that wellhead in the Gulf for the last 2 weeks since the platform sunk and, you know, exploded and sunk. They never found those 11 crew guys. Of course, they're presumed dead. And that thing that is really part of the reason why they can't get to it is that giant concrete and steel box. I found out today it's called a coffer dam, and it's hard to, it's bottling up everything. It's hard to get that loose. It's hard to figure out, you know, the best way that they can do it. And so for now we're stuck with gallons of crude that are spewing from that wellhead, probably for at least another 2.5 months. Boy, that's depressing to think about that, isn't it?